Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Hey, everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
KFI AM 640, you're listening to the John Cobell Podcast on the iHeartRadio app. We're on the radio from 1 until 4, then after 4 o'clock, John Cobell Show on demand on the iHeart app. Attention, everybody. Starting this minute, there is a poll at John Cobell Radio on Twitter or X, and you can make a choice who you'd like as the next L.A. County District Attorney. We put George Gascon on the list along with his 11 opponents, because the weird thing about doing a radio show is you don't really know. We've had a lot of the candidates on. I mean, a majority of the candidates running we've had on. But you don't know who's connecting with the public or not. I've met a number of the candidates in person. I went to see them. They came in the studio, talked on the phone, and I have in my mind a pretty clear idea who the best of the lot is. Some of the candidates are well-meaning and they say the right things, but they either don't have the name recognition, they don't have the money, they don't really have hope of beating out, you know, 10 other people to get one of the top two slots on March the 5th. And Gascon is exceptionally weak. Gascon has only 15% of the vote in whatever polls there are, and less than a 25% approval rating. So clearly he can be beat in November. It's possible that he could be in first place after the March primary, only because there's only two candidates on the progressive side, and he's the most well-known. And there's always going to be a hardcore progressive element in Los Angeles County who wants to destroy our life. Clearly, you know, we've got several socialist city council people in LA. We got a city controller who's a socialist, and Gascon is part of that crowd. You know, he was close friends with Bass up until his brand became real toxic. So it's difficult to tell who's breaking through. It seems like everybody I run into in life wants Gascon out. 2/3 of people polled don't know who they want to vote for. And so over the next 3 weeks, we have 22 days, we're going to try to pare down the list here. There's two slots for 12 people. And some of the candidates are not well-funded. If one candidate has over $1 million in donations and another candidate has 50,000, well, the candidate with 50,000 is just not going to do well. You got to be able to buy some media time on radio and television. You have to. That's the way it goes. Out of the ones we interviewed on the air, every one of them is saying the right thing. So when we get down to saying, okay, here's the top candidates, it's not a slight against anybody that we don't put on the list. It's just simply there's only two slots here. I would like the final two slots both to be not Gascon. That would be ideal. And then we could have two good people fight it out between now and November. To be honest, if it's just one good guy or good woman against Gascon, makes a lot of people nervous, because I'm convinced there were enough signatures to recall Gascon. I'm sorry, I just don't believe that recall signature gathering analysis was on the up and up. They threw out thousands of signatures. That seemed way over the top. Really ridiculous. And I don't trust the system. I don't trust the vote counting system with mail-in ballots and with ballot harvesting, where you can go door to door with ballots and cajole people to vote. They really do this, especially the progressives. They go door to door. They talk to people who are barely engaged or barely speak English, or maybe they don't speak English at all. And they give them a ballot and say, here's who you could vote for. There's a lot of that going on. It has gone on for several election cycles. It has had a material effect on who got voted in, especially locally. So it's a real thing. I imagine if Gascon gets in, he's going to fight a very dirty campaign. I think they're going to dig things up going back to opponents' kindergartens and lie about it. Gascon has no trouble lying. I'm sure the sociopaths he hires to run his campaign will have no trouble lying. And, you know, we have a situation where the electorate that created Gascon, the electorate that created, gave us George Gascon, Eric Garcetti, that goes for Gavin Newsom heavy, that put Mike Bondin into office on the West Side twice. Just think of this, okay? Gascon got in. Garcetti got in twice. Bonin got in twice, heavy for Newsom twice. We still have that same electorate. It took people dying. It took people being terrified of going out shopping and going to dinner. You have a smash and grab robbery featured on the news most nights now. You needed tens of thousands of drug addicts, mental patients, and vagrants piled up on the streets before people would even consider, hey, maybe the DA is part of the problem. I mean, he's got the original sin hanging around his neck, George Gascon. He wrote Prop 47, which is the root of all the decay and the crime wave that we're all dealing with, the quality of life issues here. So under no circumstances should anyone, unless you want to destroy the city and the county, nobody should vote for Gascon, but who to replace? So I want to get a handle on what our audience is thinking. I mean, our audience, of course, is only a portion of the grand voter group out there, but just want to see. So you go to at John Cobalt Radio, at Twitter, X, if you prefer, and place your vote. This is a 24-hour poll, and at 1 o'clock tomorrow, we'll close the poll and issue the results. Just going to read them. This is not scientific, obviously. This is just to get a sense of the listenership. So if you have a Twitter or X account or you want to set one up and then vote, it's at John Cobalt Radio. And tomorrow, in 24 hours, we'll tell you what the verdict is. Now, today at 4 o'clock, a lot of the candidates are getting together for a debate put on by L.A. City College, the L.A. City Attorney Coalition, League of Women Voters, the ACLU, and other organizations, and many of the top candidates will be there. But I mean, just to review, no Gascon. And by the way, no Jeff Chemerinsky. He has been accurately described as a mini Gascon. He's got the same policies. He's just more soft-spoken, somewhat friendlier than Gascon. But really, there is maybe only a 10% difference in their policies. So if you see that name Chemerinsky, that's definitely a no. Avoid those two. And if somehow people could coalesce around two candidates and they finish 1-2, then life will get better in Los Angeles. So I don't know, you know, we've done the best we can with all the interviews we've had. It's been hard to find the candidates on television. There have been a couple of debates you can access either on TV or streaming. There's very little coverage since we don't have a daily newspaper that covers LA anymore. It's a tough go. Oh, by the way, speaking of newspapers, the LA Times hit an all-time bottom this morning on their front page. I'm scrolling and I see they have a Super Bowl story. And the headline said, has a Super Bowl ever gone into overtime before, right? I hit the story and was posted at 6:57 yesterday. And it says, well, the Super Bowl right now between the 49ers and the Chiefs is tied at 16-16 and could go into overtime. I'm looking at this. This was 18 hours ago. 18 hours ago, they still had the story on the front page that that it was tied at 16-16. And actually, it was at 19-19 when it went into overtime.
I was going to say.
So they don't have a guy at the LA Times to even watch television and update the score.
Well, they laid off the entire sports staff.
Apparently, they did. What I noticed... Yeah, the whole staff is gone, right? They don't have a sports section anymore.
No, they got rid of the entire sports section.
Yeah, so they didn't have one guy, I don't know, somebody's kid, just, hey, watch the game, and when the score gets updated, post it on the... And I noticed last week with Biden, after that report came out that he's senile, and after Biden came out and proved it to the world, they didn't have a story on that till the next morning. More in the New York Times had five stories on it right away at the top of the page. LA Times had nothing. They're like a weekly. They don't do breaking news anymore. They don't even do news that's 18 hours old. So that's what we're dealing with here, getting coverage of the DA's race. All right.
You're listening to John Kobelch on demand from KFI AM 640.
Once again, if you're just joining us, we have a poll going on. At John Kobelch Radio on Twitter, at John Kobelch Radio on Twitter, or X. And we have all 12 candidates for LA County District Attorney. We listed Gascon and everybody else. Just curious, among the kind of people who are engaged enough to follow what we've done here with the candidates, and you want to vote online, you got a Twitter account, vote. And we got a 24-hour poll. Just see what it's not a scientific poll, obviously, but just for fun, really.
Would you like an early return?
Yes, I would like an early return.
Well, Gascon has the lowest amount of votes.
It's a shock.
And John Hatami right now is the leading vote getter.
Yeah, that's not surprising either. You know, I wish we broadcast to the people who would vote for Gascon, but most Gascon people don't... listen to us. I'll tell you what we're going to do later in the show, though, is we're going to spend a segment or two taking calls. You can call in and tell us who you're going to vote for and why, and we will welcome pro-Gascon calls along with everybody else. Now, last Thursday will go down as a day of infamy in the Biden White House. And we all know the story by now. The special counsel investigating why he had those classified documents scattered about his properties. The special counsel said, you know, we might try the president for holding on to the classified documents, which is a violation of the law, but we don't think he's mentally competent to stay in trial. That's basically what he wrote. You know, we might have prosecuted him here because clearly he willfully took the documents. But no jury is going to convict a man that soft in the head. And this sent everybody in politics and media, all the apologists, all the bootlickers, butt kissers, knob slobberers, all the people who specialize in the media of giving tongue baths to idiot politicians. Well, they didn't know what to do. And for a while, everybody went into denial. No, he's not. No, he's not. That's unfair. That's wrong. That's gratuitous. And then Biden, the genius he is, goes out and proves the special counsel right. Gives that ridiculous press conference, yells at everybody, mistakes the name of the president of Egypt for the president of Mexico, and also forgets where he got his son Bo's rosary while he was denying that he had forgotten what year his son died. Look, he doesn't remember what years he was vice president. And if the White House wants to release videotape or audio tape to prove otherwise, have at it. You know they have a recording of this. If he wasn't completely senile, they would have released it by now. But they never will. Boy, I wish somebody would leak that. But you know what? Thankfully, we've come to a day where most of America doesn't give a crap what political people think, whether it's politicians or staff members, or it's all the liars and frauds on television and who write for news sites. Because according to ABC News, Ipsos, they had a poll, and 86% of Americans think Biden is too old to serve another term as president. 86%. That is an astonishing number to get most people to agree on a political issue like that, 86%. And by the way, too old is being used as a catchphrase. The actual age is not the point. I hear frequently on television and radio people in their 80s who are quite coherent and sharp. Biden just doesn't happen to be one of them. It's not that he's 81. It's that he's got dementia and it's progressing noticeably from month to month. Also, 59% think both he and Trump are too old. And in fact, if you take Trump by himself, 62% think Trump's too old. So you got 80% who think Biden's too old, 62% who think Trump is too old, and 59% who thinks they're both too old. 73% of Democrats think Biden is too old. Now, when you have 73% of your own party, roughly three quarters of your own party saying, we don't want to vote for this guy, are they actually going to put him up to run in November and think something good is going to happen for Biden? What a sorry, stupid system. You have a candidate that the whole world knows is senile, and it's like, well, you know, according to the rules of convention and our primary deadlines, it's like, stop it. Stop it. His brain is shot. You think he's making it to age 86 like this? 86, he'd still be president? You think he's going to be alive in 2029? Really? And then you have another one with mush for brains as vice president? But I was just stunned. 86% of Americans think he's too old. So he needs to go. God knows what's going to happen this year. Around the world, we've got nobody driving the car anymore. There's nobody home. All right, when we come back, I've got somebody coming on. Yes. Speaking of what's going on in the world, we're going to talk to Jordana Miller from ABC News. We've had her on frequently. She's going to be reporting from Israel. Israel rescued two hostages today and killed 67 Palestinians in the process. There's also reports about how they found a lot of Hamas terrorists underneath the UN agency headquarters in Gaza. So we'll talk about all this coming up after the news.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years.
They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to think, I'm covered, no worries. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket costs are not covered by insurance. That can be a lot of money for your family. But how do you know you're not being overbilled? It's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Unless you're a billing expert, how do you know your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. When your medical claims come in, HealthLock technology reviews the claim for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix hidden errors, so you pay only what you owe. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Bottom line, insurance alone isn't enough. To save, visit HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. That's HealthLock.com.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
We're on the radio from 1 until 4. And after 4 o'clock, John Cobalt Show on Demand. Now, we were telling you we've got a poll on Twitter, X, at John Cobalt Show, at John Cobalt Show, and you could pick at John Cobalt Radio. Sorry. Oh, God. I'm not made for this world. I am not made for the modern world. At John Cobalt Radio, all right? And you go to at John Cobalt Radio, and you'll see at the top there are choices for district attorney. Now, the way Twitter works is we had to break up the 12 candidates into three divisions of four each. So you can choose whoever you want out of the 12. The way it divided, though, it creates percentages depending on what group your candidate is running in. So ignore the percentages on the far right We will calculate everything for tomorrow at 1 o'clock and give you the result. So just vote for the person you want out of the 12 listed. Ignore those percentages on the right. It's just a quirk of the way Twitter does these things. All right. They're not accurate. Let's talk now to Jordana Miller with ABC News. And big news today is there's a number of things going on. Israeli forces rescued two hostages today. Let's talk about it with Jordana. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. It seems fitting because the rescue mission could have been right out of a Hollywood film. Just before 2 a.m., Israeli Special Forces and commandos encircled a residential building in the heart of Rafah. That's the large city that sits in southern Gaza, right near the border with Egypt. They blew through the entrance of the building, went up to the second floor based on intelligence, raided an apartment. We understand within a minute they could identify the Hamas captors who didn't have their arms on them, physically on them. They killed three guys, and there they freed the two Israeli hostages who were not young, one 60 years old, one 70 years old. They threw vests on them and rappelled them off the balcony of this apartment from the second floor, which they had studied, down to an alley where other Israeli soldiers were waiting for them. And within about 10 minutes from there, they were whisked into a helicopter and flown to northern Gaza. And just about an hour later, a little bit more than an hour later, they were already safely back in Israel. And they saw their families in the next half an hour. They are in good condition, according to the doctors, after initial tests. They are very thin and weak, but their lives are not under duress or under threat. And, you know, Israel learned about this. We all did very early this morning. And, it's been a little bit of light in a very dark story here since October 7th. The operation was a success. No Israelis were injured, but the intense airstrikes that provided cover for the commandos who had those hostages and the airstrike to divert and prevent Hamas from coming to the area, those airstrikes that targeted Hamas facilities killed 70 Gazans.
That is about as dramatic a rescue as I've ever heard.
Yeah, it was really out of the movies, and I'm from LA, so
yeah,
I know a good film or two.
Yeah, so they ended up killing. You said 70 Palestinians.
Airstrikes. Yeah.
Yeah, and these 70 were all near where the hostages were held in custody.
That's right. Right. They were not. I mean, we specifically asked the Israeli army about this. You know, were these airstrikes were not indiscriminate fire around. They were hitting, based on intelligence, they were hitting Hamas targets in and around this residential building and in some areas where the Israeli forces had entered Rafah.
And Rafah is the last Hamas stronghold in Gaza? Is that right?
That's right. That's what the Israeli army and the prime minister call it. And we can understand why, because in Rafah, there are still intact Hamas battalions that have not yet been in combat with Israeli soldiers. So it is the last stronghold. Also, not mentioned maybe enough is the fact that Rafah also, because it is on the border, there is an area of, it is rife with cross-border tunnels, which Israel is eager to destroy, control. They don't want any more arms or militants getting into the Gaza Strip. Egypt destroyed some of them. Israel wants to get there and see what is there. So strategically, we can understand why Israel wants to reach the Rafah area. The problem, of course, is that there's over a million Gazans there that have fled other parts of the Strip. They are sheltering there. There's tent cities that have basically gone up. And you know, the Israeli prime minister has now been very clear that Israel is going to, you know, evacuate and put into plan. They're going to put a plan on the table to give hundreds of thousands of Gazans safe passage north. We don't know exactly where yet and exactly how they're going to do that. But there will be no massive military operation in Rafah before the majority of the 1.2 million Gazans have left the area. So that means not for several weeks will we see a major operation in the Gaza in Rafah.
Jordana, thanks very much. I know you are on a hard time limit here, so we thank you for giving
us a
few minutes and coming on here at KFI. Jordana Miller, ABC News correspondent, reporting out of Jerusalem. And if you just tuned in the middle, Israeli forces rescued two hostages today. Really dramatic rescue from an apartment that was heavily guarded, a densely packed neighborhood on the Gaza Strip, and grabbed them and had them rappelled down the side of the building while being fired on. 70 Palestinians killed, airstrikes all over the neighborhood. It was quite a Hamas stronghold in that neighborhood. Now, the second part of the story that she mentioned, there's over a million Palestinians living in the town of Rafah, and that's where this rescue happened. And it's where a lot of Palestinians fled. It's down on the south end towards Egypt. And they already, many of these people fled their towns in the north. And now they're going to have to flee the south. I don't know where they're going to go because their old hometowns are mostly rubble now. But as you heard Jordana say, Israel has said they're going to give these people safe passage somewhere. And before they try to destroy what's left of Hamas in Rafah. Of course, you know, Hamas could just surrender already, have all the terrorists come out. But I guess they're not going to do that. By the way, if you ever had any doubt, the United Nations is one of the most disgusting, corrupt agencies in the history of mankind. Here was more proof. One of the United Nations related agencies is called UNRWA. It stands for United Nations Relief and Works Agencies. They have buildings in Gaza City, and they found tunnels and subterranean chambers beneath the UNRWA buildings in Gaza City. Yes, the Hamas military had an extensive compound beneath the UN agency headquarters. Rows of computer services, servers. And Israel says these computer servers were an important communication center and intelligence hub for Hamas. So Hamas had a major military operation right underneath the UN agency. They even were using electricity from UN's power supply. And, you know, they found that a certain percentage of employees with the UNRWA were actually Hamas terrorists. Now, it is impossible to believe that the people who run the UN didn't know that Hamas had an extensive tunnel and communication center underneath their agency building in Gaza City. That's just not possible because they were using a lot of electricity. And this is why Israel is going to continue attacking here. UNRWA, their job is to look after displaced Palestinians. And some of the Israeli leaders say that UNRWA ought to be abolished because they're a front for the terrorists. So I think it's pretty clear that there's nothing that's going to get Israel to stop destroying Hamas. And I don't think they're listening to old Joe criticizing them either, because Joe probably doesn't even remember from day to day whether there is a war going on in Israel. All right. We'll have more when we come back at 2 o'clock. Last week, there was a debate between Gascon and many of his competitors. And a woman spoke and challenged Gascon. Her name is Emma Rivas. Her son was murdered in 2016, and Gascon refused to prosecute the killer by using gang enhancements. And Emma was really upset, and it led to quite a moment. In fact, Eric, get that moment, because I want to play that too when she comes on. If you go to our Twitter page, our X page, at John Cobalt Radio, we have a poll, and we have all 12 candidates. Vote for one of the 12 for district attorney. Ignore the percentages on the right side of the screen. Those are not accurate. It's just Twitter forces us to break up 12 candidates into three groups, and that's just the best we could do on short notice. So vote for one of the candidates. Ignore the percentages on the right, and we are going to give you the real final totals tomorrow at 1 o'clock. It's a 24-hour poll.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
We'll keep telling you about this all afternoon. Want to get a sense of how you all feel about the L.A. County District Attorney race, George Gascon against 11 others. So we have a poll at John Cobalt Radio on Twitter, X. And if you have an account, you could vote. All 12 candidates are listed. We had to, because of Twitter's format, break them up into three divisions. So ignore the percentages on the right hand of the screen. They don't mean anything. So just do your vote, and we're going to total everything up and give you the outcome tomorrow at 1 o'clock. So do the vote, ignore the percentages on the right side, and let's see what the KFI audience thinks about this race. We're also going to try to get some calls in later in the show where you could tell us who you're voting for and why, because it's only 22 days to go. And then, again, after 2 o'clock, Emma Rivas is going to be on. Her son murdered in 2016. She confronted Gascon at a debate last week in Beverly Hills because her son was killed by a gang member, and Gascon refused to prosecute the killer with gang enhancements. And that is one of the big issues in this race. Now, there is a new pox on the scene. Have you heard? How many poxes do we have? We have chicken pox. Mm-hmm. We have monkey pox.
Although that's called mpox now.
Yeah, because we don't want to offend monkeys.
Right.
Right? Is that
yeah?
Is that the reason? Apparently the Monkeys Defamation Union. I was going to file a lawsuit. Well, Alaska pox, only the seventh person in history reported a case. And it comes from Alaska. Kenai Peninsula is the location. And in September, this man noticed a tender red bump in his right armpit. So everybody check your right armpit. And if you have a tender red bump, it could be Alaska pox. He then was fatigued, got pain in the armpit and the shoulder, finally hospitalized him on November 17th. They had to transfer him to a second hospital. He complained of burning pain, like what they described as neuropathic nerve burning pain. And they had to get the CDC involved to determine it was Alaska pox, only the seventh person. And then this poor guy died from malnutrition, kidney, and respiratory failure. Oof. So this Alaska pox is usually mild, but not this case. Now, how did he get it? Well, they don't know for sure. They think it could have been from a stray cat that he had taken into his house.
No.
Yes. The cat was known to hunt other small mammals. Like he'd run around, I guess, and grab rats or mice. And it tested negative, but it could have carried the virus in its claws. All these weird viruses, like the AIDS virus and the pandemic virus, they all come from animals originally. That was a bat. Even though it was likely a lab leak that allowed COVID to spread, it came originally from a bat. That's where they got the virus to test at the Wuhan lab. You never know what your dogs are going to bring in.
Let's not go there. You have a dog, too.
I have a dog, too. I mean,
and you have a cat.
I could get the monkey pox, the Alaska pox.
Yeah, you could have it all.
The dog pox. Most infections are supposed to be mild. Now, this guy said he was, this is why probably is the cat. He was scratched in the armpit by his cat.
Oh.
About a month before the rash began. So that's why they think the virus was in the claws.
That's so weird.
After, you know, consuming some disgusting animal. Feed your cats at home. Don't let them roam the alleys. Also, oh man, this guy just, some people just have bad luck in life. This guy was undergoing cancer treatments. So his immune system was depressed. He was taking special cancer drugs. What are the odds, huh? So he takes in a cat. Cat likes to run around killing little animals. And the cat brings home this terrible virus that this guy's system couldn't fight.
Life is so unfair.
It is.
Really?
I mean, hadn't he had enough? He had the cancer.
Yes, that's not fair.
He didn't need the Alaska pox. Only 7 cases ever. But, you know, see, most people don't get into contact with small animals or large animals. Nothing good happens from getting in contact with just wild animals that have been out there.
A wild animal.
Well, even
a stray cat.
Yeah, see, I'm wary of stray cats. I'm wary of anything that's living out there because who they interact with. Well, it's not like you're not bringing mice and rats into your house, are you?
No, I'm not.
Right? You don't want your, you don't.
I don't. But, you know, there are some strays that I don't want people to never, you know, if they see a stray cat or a stray dog, I don't want people to.
Oh, I see. That's why you're upset. I was trying to figure out why. Yes. We have to say it. When something upsets you, just let it out.
That's upsetting to me because I don't want people not to take in animals like dogs and cats that need a good home because they're going to be afraid that they're going to get a last.
So you don't want stray cats stigmatized.
Exactly.
Right. Like the research didn't want monkeys stigmatized.
Right.
So they came up with mpox.
Yes. Although I think there's another reason. But.
Well, everything has to have a euphemism now. Now, when we come back at 2 o'clock, we're gonna have on Emma Rivas. Her son was murdered in 2016, and George Gascon, by the time the case went to trial, would not have the killer tried with gang enhancements, which of course would greatly lengthen the sentence. And Emma Rivas got into it with Gascon at last week's debate between Gascon and other deputy DAs. Also, you go to our Twitter page, at John Cobalt Radio, and there's the 12 people running for LA County District Attorney because we're only 3 weeks and a day away. So choose, vote there. We're doing an online poll, not scientific. Ignore the percentages on the right hand of the screen. Those are not accurate. Just a quirk of Twitter, but we will give you the results tomorrow. So vote at John Cobalt Radio on Twitter or X. Deborah Mark is live in the KFI 24-hour newsroom. Hey, you've been listening to the John Cobalt Show podcast. You can always hear the show live on KFI AM 640 from 1 to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday. And of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey, guys. You know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at VisitCalifornia.com.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances.
So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.